Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my vodcast Life Hack 101. Clarity is King, the master key to ultimate satisfaction and fulfillment in life, or love is all that matters, baby. There's only one sure way to real satisfaction in life, and that is when you have a desire and you are on the adventure of creating that desire into reality. You will never be satisfied following someone else's dream or someone else's advice or guidance or demands or commands or directions. You will only ever be happy and satisfied following your own inner guidance, because you are a creator and you are only here to create for you, not anyone else, and not for anyone else. And no one else is here to create anything for you. Your only mission in life is to experience the contrast of life, of what you don't like and don't want, and then desire improvement, and then head towards that improvement. In other words, create that improvement and have fun doing it. That's it. That's your entire soul, S-O-U-L, mission, and your soul, S-O-L-E, mission in life. You're not here to prove your worth, and you're not here to save anyone or heal anyone or enlighten humanity, etc., etc. You're just here to be your awesome, infinite, all-powerful, creative self that you truly are, and have fun creating new, wonderful stuff on planet Earth. So, clarity is king. Being clear about what you want and why you want it is one of the most enlightening things you can do for yourself, for your life, and for your fulfillment. So every day you want to ask yourself, what do I want right now? Now let me give you a little, or rather very big, spiritual hack or master key to get you through the door quickly. And that is, whatever you want, get very clear about why you want it, because why you want things is your real desire. For instance, why do you want the money? Yes, you want to get out of debt. Yes, to buy the house, to buy the car, to have more freedom, to travel, to play, etc., etc. But why do you want that? Why do you want the goodies and the fun and the travel, etc., etc.? And here's the hack. You want the money and the honey and the goodies and the fun to feel good. Boom! Life hack 101. Mic drop. I just gave you the ultimate key to your enlightenment and fulfillment, the master key to your absolute joy and fulfillment in life. The only reason you want anything is to feel good, to feel better, because feeling and experience are the only real tangible things in life. Physical, quote-unquote, tangible things are really not really real, because physical things come and go and fade away through time, but feelings and emotions and experience and memories last forever. People put so much attention upon the physical things in life, but the non-physical things in life are the most meaningful and ultimately important. You may lose your wedding ring and the dress may get eaten by the moths, but nothing can take away the emotions and feelings and the memories. People's bodies may die and friends and lovers move on to different paths in life, but the joyful experiences that you had together and the love that you had for each other and shared never ever fades away. Every lover I have ever had, I will adore and love that person forever, regardless of the dramas and the traumas, because none of the dramas mean anything anymore except for the clarity that they gave me about what I want in relationships. And now all that is left from the ashes of those relationships is love and joy and appreciation. And all of the friends and family members who did this or that nasty thing or didn't act like I wanted them to so I could be happy, well, none of them, that means anything anymore, because now I understand that it was never anyone else's job to act in any certain way to make me happy. And now all that matters is the love. And that clarity, that realization is the absolute key to your liberation and to your freedom. because with that realization, you are now released from the prison that everyone puts you in and you voluntarily committed yourself to please everyone else so that you could be happy and go get what you want. And you now give up the job of being the warden of the prison, and you can now pardon all of the inmates and release everyone on earth and all your relationships and all your lovers, parents, children, etc., etc., from your prison and their sentences to act in certain ways to keep you happy. Now, we can all be free, finally, to follow our own spirits and follow our own guidance, rather than the mandates and directions and commandments and agreements and judgments and recommendations and supposed guidance from others who couldn't possibly know what is best for me and couldn't possibly know what's best for you. No one on earth or in the heavens above could possibly know what is best for you more than you and your own source. No one, because they are not you, and they never will be you. We are all unique individual souls with our own unique perspectives and perceptions and our own unique desires, and no one could possibly remotely guide us better than our own selves. And when you have the clarity and knowing and awareness and connection and wisdom to listen to and feel for and follow that inner divine source guidance, that is when you truly experience a state of satisfaction and fulfillment and joy and excitement and passion and creativity and ultimately enlightenment. Enlightenment is not some mindless, desireless state of bliss. That's just stage one of the process of meditation, which is to put you into a state of allowance and surrender, where you allow the manifestation of your desires to come to you without resistance. Then, when you have achieved a high vibrational state of allowance, now is when inspiration comes. Now is when amazing enlightened guidance comes. Now is when amazing prosperous creative ideas come to you. So get your spiral notebook ready and start writing. Now is when clarity comes and unlimited possibilities comes. And one idea after another. And next, when you start your day and move into physical life, now is where you attract amazing opportunities and run into like-minded people who will help you turn your dreams into realities and turn those ideas into physical things. Now, the how finally comes into play, because until now, the how didn't matter because the how wasn't your job. When you are getting clear about what you want and why you want it, how you are going to get what you want is not your concern yet, because organizing the how is not your job. Organizing the how is your source's job. Rearranging the universe and coordinating the countless cooperative elements that will help you manifest your desires into physical reality, that is source's job. That's the law of attraction's job. Or as Kevin Trudeau says, the how doesn't matter when your attitude is right. And that is because your job is to get your attitude right to attract what you want based on that attitude, not figure out the details of how you're going to get what you want. Your job is not the details. Your job is a lot more general than that. Your job is the less tangible stuff, or as I call it, the real tangible stuff, which is the feeling stuff. Your job is to feel your way into alignment. Your job is to feel good, be happy, to feel better. It is not your job to bend physical reality into shape so that you can have a pleasing reaction to your physical sculpture. Bending reality is source's job, not yours. Alignment and clarity and focus is your job. It is your job to focus on what you want and then enjoy the delightful feelings of being, doing, and having what you want, even though you don't have them yet. It is not your job to manipulate external reality or people to bend to your will so that you can finally be happy because you've rearranged reality and people. It is your job. It is source's job to do that instead of you. It is source's job to instead bring to you the cooperative, aligned, elements and people and situations and things that are a vibrational match to your desire and to your vibration. This is why it is critical that you get your vibration into correct alignment with your desires, because Source cannot give you something contrary to your vibration. For instance, if you want more money, but you're thinking and therefore vibrating lack of money, well, Source can only give you more lack of money. It cannot give you a fullness of money when you're clearly vibrating a lack of money. If you're angry about your lack of money or sad because of your lack of lover, you're focused on a lack of money and a lack of lover. So Source has no choice but to give you more lack of money and more lack of lover. That's how the law of attraction works. That's how the unconditional love of Source works. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner your liberation is at hand. Source, God, the universe, all that is, Allah, Great Spirit, Wonkatonka, Great Spaghetti Monster, is not your fairy godmother. That will give you things that you may want, but are clearly not a vibrational match to. Doesn't work that way. That is because you are not a puppet on a string. You are not a lowly, sinful wretch here to prove your worthiness to deserve God's favor so that God will wave his or her magic wand and grant you your wishes. You are God itself. You are Source itself. You are Great Spirit in a human body. So that means you won't give yourself something different than what you are vibrating. You can't give yourself anything different than what you're vibrating, because you are your own fairy godmother. You are your own genie. And when you say you want something, well, you, who you truly are as Source and the entire universe of creation, says, your wish is your command. And the entire universe then gets busy rearranging all of the cooperative elements to make those desires come true. That's how it works. And if you stay clear and focused and you stay in alignment with that desire and you enjoy the feelings of that desire, even though what you want is not physically here yet, and you stay in an allowing state and in a soft, related, easy state of expectation, in a soft, excited state of natural expectation where you just know that all your dreams come true and everything always goes your way, then your desire has to manifest, because the entire universe of creation is on the job and wants you to have whatever you want. And of course, you're not blocking it in any way, so it comes to you. But as soon as you start bitching, moaning, and whining and complaining about how your desire isn't here yet and how other people aren't helping you or not giving you the support you need or the money you need, and you're thinking and speaking about how difficult creating what you want is, or you're trying to prove your worth and that you deserve to get what you want so that your fairy godmother will give you what you want contrary to your own vibration and lack-oriented thoughts, well, you're well and truly blocking your desires from manifesting. They're not going to come to you. You're blocking the entire universe from giving what you want. You're blocking your own Source from giving you the blessings you desire. You're resisting God's grace and God's gifts that Source wholeheartedly wants to give you, but can't give you against your own will, because this is a universe and creation of attraction, not assertion. And nothing and no one can give you anything positive or negative against your will. So, you can finally let go of the ludicrous, childish, ignorant belief in victimhood and bad guys and terrorists and murderers and rapists and thieves, etc., etc., because every dramatic and traumatic thing that happens to you and everyone is 100% attraction. No matter what crappy thing that you or anyone has experienced in their lives, first, they have negative, fearful, limited, lack-oriented, victim-oriented, powerless-oriented, helpless-oriented, unworthy-oriented, not-good-enough-oriented, etc., 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 thoughts, which created a vibration. And then as you kept up those limited negative thoughts, that vibration grew and grew until a physical manifestation had to come. It had to manifest. The universe had no choice but to listen to and respond to your fearful, limited vibration and unconditionally give you whatever you're vibrating, which is what you're asking for, really. And that is how powerful everyone is, positive or negative. The universe doesn't care. It will 100% help you create that positive or negative thing in your life because Source, the universe, God knows you are God and only sees you as God, so will only treat you as God, and so it will give you whatever you are focused upon, positive or negative. God, Source, the universe, is 100% completely unconditional. It doesn't judge your desires and give you something that you think you want, but you're not vibrating that you want. It will give you whatever you want, or more accurately, it will give you more of whatever you are most focused upon completely unconditionally. Source does not watch you and say, I see that she wants to go to the ball, but she pretty much does nothing but focus on how shitty her life is and how shitty her stepmother is and how terrible her stepsisters are and is pretty much a nasty, angry shrew. But even though all she is vibrating is anger and resentment and victimhood and helplessness and powerlessness and unworthiness, even though that's what she is vibrating 90% of the time and is only vibrating goodness and appreciation and is only vibrating what she actually wants a very small percentage of the time, well, I'll send her to the ball anyway. I'll give her a nice dress and hook her up with the prince and, you know, a nice golden carriage made out of pumpkins and completely, you know, give her that prince completely against her primary vibration and therefore completely against her will. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Doesn't work that way because there is no such thing as a helpless, powerless, unworthy person. It doesn't exist. Everyone is 100% completely worthy and completely powerful and 100%. And with the 100% ability to create whatever they want, and everyone is always 100% creating every second of their lives 24/7, positively or negatively, depending on their clarity and focus. The only difference is who is consciously aware of that fact and who isn't. Everyone is creating and attracting every second of their lives, except most people are unconscious creators. I said unconscious creators rather than conscious ones. Most people can't imagine the fact that they create their own realities because they can't imagine how and why they could or would create such shit in their lives. They rationalize that they must, you know, there must be evil, assertive forces out there that have the ability to assert their wills upon others against their will, because they can't imagine how they could or would create such crap in their lives. But nonetheless, they do so anyway because they are ignorant about their own unlimited creative power of focus. So they come up with this ludicrous ideas like the devil and hell and the dark side, etc. But those are just mythical creations to rationalize people's feelings of helplessness and powerlessness and unworthiness. Because there is no dark side. There is only goodness and love. Or there is pinching yourself off from goodness and love. There is only the force of love and well-being and abundance and never-ending expansion and growth and non-stop fun and adventure and creation. Or there is cutting yourself off from all of that fun and love and abundance by thinking and believing in contrary, limited, fear-based manners. There's no force of evil who have all chosen to be evil for the fun of it, because it's never fun being evil, because being bad, so to speak, is contrary to our natural divine states of love and abundance and well-being and generosity and compassion. But because of the unconditional nature of the universe and because we are all gods, we have the complete freedom and choice to add like complete assholes, you know, act like complete assholes if we want, if we choose to. And it's all part of the adventure of creation. And Source loves and adores every aspect of creation, even all of the so-called evil. Because great contrast of what we don't like and don't want inspires us all to create improvement. And that improvement and those desires are what literally evolves life on planet Earth and expands the entire universe. Again, that's how powerful you are. You are a planetary expander. You and your desires and your personal growth and evolution and expansion is literally evolving and improving life on this planet. So thanks. Keep up the great work. Keep up the good play. And I mean that literally, because the more fun you have down here, the more you play and have fun, and the more you are excited and creating wonderful new things because of your playful attitude and not taking anything in life so seriously, the more fun you're having manifesting your dreams into physical reality, the more fun you're having on your adventure of creation, and the less you are focused on physical conditions, and the less you are focused on conditions that you dislike and don't want, and the more you are focused on what you do want, even if they are not physically here yet, the more fun you will have, and the faster your desires will manifest into your physical life. So clarity is king. What do you want, and why do you want it? To be happy. So get happy now, regardless of what you want, whether or not what you want is here yet or not. Then you'll be happy, which is what you want in the first place. And you'll get what you want. And learn to follow your own guidance, because the only way to true satisfaction is being clear about what you want and then following your own guidance to achieve what you want. And in the end, and there is no end, when you finally surrender to your unlimited creative power that you have created every single experience in your life, after all the dramas and all the traumas, all that's left is the love and the joy and the experience and the growth and the wisdom, and nothing negative really ever existed. The dark side and evil and the dramas and traumas and the heartache and all the feelings and of helplessness and unworthy and powerless and victimhood and anger and regret and shame and guilt and sin, etc., never really existed. It was all just part of the game of contrast. It was all just part of the adventure of creation and evolution and growth and expansion and mastery and focus and clarity. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Life Hack 101, Clarity is King. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at ZakiaronTodd.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you consciously create whatever you want. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you'll get notifications of new videos. My name is Zakiaron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun and joy and clarity, because clarity is king, on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!